Apollo 8, Houston. Apollo 8, Houston. Roger. Looking at the flight plan, you have a P-52 coming up at 115 hours. And we'll have to do another one at 119.45, preparation for the P-23. And that's acceptable with the ground procedures if you'd like to delay that 115-hour alignment and do it just once at 119.45, or you can do it there in the flight plan location. If you want to skip the 115-hour alignment, we could go ahead and start in on the pitching yaw free PTC mode at this time.
What does that mean, Ken?
Okay, we have a DTO that requests that we do a PTC and go ahead and do it in the minimum impulse mode so that we're not putting any attitude hold corrections in. And we're going to be tracking the attitude excursions. And they want this for something like 6 hours. Or until we reach a limit.
Okay. Cabin trend is a little bit warmer today than normal.
I'm sorry, say again.
Running a little bit hotter today than it has been. It seems like this particular PTC alignment gets more sun in the cabin than we've seen before.
All right, what kind of temperature are you recording now?
Decom.
I just put some window shades up, that'll cool it down.
Oh, okay.
Want me to take the pitch and yaw out of range command, right?
That's permanent. You just put it in minimum impulse and then we'll watch it.
There you are.
Okay, thank you.
Have fun.
All right. And I'm at quad temperature. The upper limit of that thing is 105 degrees on the bottle. So we're well below that. We've been watching it and it is tracking, although it's tracking very slowly as you roll the spacecraft. The temperature excursions seem to be a little sluggish, but it isn't a frozen sensor. And talking a little bit more about that one right now. You might tell Jim the next time he goes to work with the optics, but if he'll, when he works on the trunnion, if he'll go ahead and recycle the zero optic switch, he can avoid the problem we had prior to mid-course correction 4. And the mid-course correction... All right. The mid-course correction number 6 right now looks like 0. And mid-course correction number 7 is approximately 2 feet per second.
Okay, Ken, now, because we've got in the checklist to initiate cabin cold soak. This involves evaporating, and I don't think we wanted to do that.
Okay, we've talked that over with Fido, and at 12 hours out, everyone seems to think that we don't need to do it there. But in close, it doesn't seem to have any effect on the trajectory. And what's been suggested, if you'd like, we can go over the entry checklist and just kind of walk through it on the air with all the people in the console. Right now you have the team that will be performing the entry session with you, so we can go over the checklist and run down any questions that you might have. That's up to you.
That's fine, let's do it. I've got one right here. I'm lonesome anyway.
Okay, give us a few minutes to pull ourselves together and get on here.